Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Turning round.
This is the Stones. 2,000 light years from home. As we pay tribute to songs about space. Now you got me curious where I was.
What do you mean?
We were somewhere.
In the moon landing?
Here's my second thought. We came home and we went immediately to the television. So I'm thinking my second thought was, and this is a far cry from St. Louis, we had been shopping.
There's no way you would have gone to St. Louis because your dad would have known we're landing on the moon today and I'm not going to be 7 hours away or eight probably then.
Why did I have that in my mind?
I don't know.
There was another time when we came back from St. Louis and there was something.
It blends together after 50 years.
Why can't I remember things?
This is the human brain.
Why don't we have the ability to go back and see what transformed that many years ago?
When it's done, it's done.
I hope that there's a way to do that later in life, or later in afterlife, or later in whatever.
Well, invent a time travel machine. It could.
Wouldn't
be
you like that?
I don't know.
I'd like to know what was going on that day.
I think we think life was a lot better in the past when really it wasn't. Just be in the now.
Oh, I think it was a lot better. I think I had more fun.
No, you didn't.
As a kid, all kids have fun.
But now you've got the woman you're meant to be with. You're doing some philanthropic endeavors.
I have fun, but listen.
You're where you're supposed to be right now. Who wants to go back?
Hi, Dan. You're next. How are you?
Yeah, hello. I want to see if my memory is right. When Warren Armstrong played at WSU, was his number 52?
That's correct.
Well, good.
Good for you, Dan.
Thank you.
All right, there you go, number 52. I'm pretty good with shocker numbers, too.
Yeah, I tried.
Give me one.
I don't know.
Oh, just give me one.
DJ Kuznar.
From back in the day.
I don't know a lot of shocker players.
Yeah, think of one.
Dave Leach.
Dave Leach was 54. Next.
You sure about that?
Yes. Give me another one.
Well, I'm going to look that up first.
Fine. You do what you have to do.
He was, I don't know what he was.
He was 54. Next.
I don't know.
Kelly Pete, 30. Jamie Thompson, 32.
I'm looking, okay?
Nate Bowman, 50, I think.
I'm looking. How about Vince Smith?
Vince Smith, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, well, I don't know. So
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get Vince Smith.
I can't answer the question.
The number 32 popped into my head, but I don't think that's right. There was a time when the Shockers had an even number in their road uniforms, or in their home uniforms, but when they went on the road, they added one number. So, for instance, Dave Stallworth, I don't know that this happened with him, but he would have been a 42 at home and a 43 on the road.
It's bizarre. What's the point?
I don't know.
Why? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Why did that happen? 869-1240. The first person who can tell me why.
What number did our buddy Art Lovar wear?
Let me think about that for a second.
On sportsreference.com, they have him as Art Louver.
Art Lovar, that's a great one. Ron Mendel was 24. Art Lovar.
Why aren't there more pictures of Wichita State basketball history? Did they lose them all?
Art Lovar was 44 in my mind.
Why can't I find a picture of Vince Smith?
Because that all this happened before they did all this stuff.
In 1971, they took pictures.
Vince Smith was. Have I told you my Vince Smith story?
I don't know.
Do you want to hear it?
Not really.
Do you like hearing me tell stories?
Go for it. Let's hear your.
No,
you didn't like my John Smoltz story.
This audience must think you're the biggest sourpuss.
You didn't like my John Smoltz story.
Is Jeff a sourpuss? Tweet it at Bob Lutz. Here's my Vince Smith story.
Sourpuss.
I went into Levitt Arena one day when I was a student. When did he play again?
71.
Well, I was a student at Derby. For some reason, I was at a practice. Watching Vince Smith and other Shockers at the time. Huge Shocker fan. He gets into the deep corner, and he's a right-handed player, and he starts taking left-handed shots. And he must have made 8 out of 10.
Impressive.
The talent that these guys had.
And still do.
And Vince Smith was a great player. Another guy that doesn't get talked about enough.
I got nothing on Vince Smith. Is he still with us?
One of these days, you'll be able to carry on a conversation about
stuff. Is Vince Smith still with us?
Yes.
Let's get him on the show.
St. Louisan.
We'll get him on the show.
We had him on the morning show a while back, many years ago,
really?
I think, and had an enjoyable conversation. You know what? Next basketball season, we're going to get alumni players on this show regularly.
I think we should.
One a week.
What about Terry Benton? What number did he
50.
Wear?
Requests are taken.
Correct.
For these guys.
What number did Cal Bruton wear?
Cal Bruton?
Yeah.
Well, that's an easy one. 10.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. I have no way of knowing if you're right.
Well, Cal Bruton would know, one of my all-time favorite Shockers.
What number did Paul George wear? You covered the
11.
Team. You sure?
Not really. See, things that happened later in my life,
but
I'm
you
not,
covered those teams.
Yeah, but
what number did Claudius Johnson
in
wear?
In 54.
Maybe. Sounds right. 55,
ask me
maybe. What number did, what was that one guy's name? No, I can't think of it. What number did Patrice Scott wear?
I love Patrice Scott. Can't remember.
Get him
what
on the show.
Can't remember what number he wore, but I'm Facebook friends with him.
Get him on.
And I enjoyed those teams. They were terrible, but some of the guys were a lot of fun, and I enjoyed hanging out with Patrice Scott back
you
in the
Patrice
day.
You and Patrice Scott were boys?
We kind of were, yes, and I liked him. And I have Facebook relationships with a bunch of those guys.
Well, get them on the show.
Including Jay Jackson.
Don't know him.
Played in the early 80s with Smithson, Carr, Livingston.
Get them on.
All those guys.
That needs to be our Shocker nostalgia segment. Not with all due respect to Mike
now
Kennedy.
Now you're slamming Kennedy?
With all due respect to Kennedy. Love him, and he's got a great perspective and viewpoint, but let's get it from the horse's mouth.
Shocker nostalgia will be a regular segment on this show, on the Bob Lutz Show, coming up this basketball season.
All right, well, let's start it in October.
I tried to get Prince McJunkins on the show from the football team, legendary quarterback. He's been in Afghanistan for many, many years, working crazy hours. This is what Prince told me via Facebook. He'd love to do the show, but they're 12 hours different, so we'd either have to record it. He works 7 days a week, 12 hours per day.
It's crazy. Can't even imagine.
Can you even imagine?
What does he do?
You know what? He's a contracted guy. Working in Afghanistan for a company, but 12-hour days, 7 days a week, and said he's been doing that for years.
Can't even imagine.
How does that happen?
It's too much. Is this a Department of Defense type situation?
I don't know what it is, Jeff.
Okay.
I don't. What am I going to interrogate him?
Well, maybe
Prince. So who you got over there? What kind of stuff you do? No.
Yeah, why ask him?
My question was, Prince,
questions.
Can you come on the show? Well, we're 12 hours different, so what, 4 o'clock in the in the afternoon to you is 4 o'clock in the morning to me.
You couldn't do a 5:30 spot.
Or 1 o'clock. It's something. I'm going to get Prince on the show. The most electrifying Shocker football player that I ever saw.
I want Paul Gofrovich on the show.
We'll get him. Good. Listen, you name him, I got him.
Then get him.
Who's our first guest for Shocker Nostalgia?
Shocker Nostalgia.
It has to be a home run. It has to be someone that heretofore unheard of or unheard on this show.
Well, how about Jamie Arnold?
That's going to be tough.
I know. I have a question. Would Cleo ever come on the show?
We could. I'm sure we could get Cleo on the show.
Why not?
If he wanted to. There's guys. Ron Mendel would come on the show.
Yeah.
Guys from my Art Lovar, the aforementioned.
We got to do my era, too. My 90s.
Who do you want?
Era. I want Jimmy Bolden.
Jimmy Bolden would be a great guy.
His daughter's still around here. It was.
Yeah, she's one of the finest track and field athletes in America.
Right. Get him on.
I'll get Jimmy Bolden on tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Another guy
I love.
He was
my favorite player. He only played at Wichita State for
22.
A year, but I loved him. I loved Jimmy Bolden.
Well, you didn't love him as much as I did because I loved interviewing him.
We need Chad Elston on the show. We need Carter Arnett on the show.
Number 5, Carter Arnett.
We need KC Hunt.
Is anybody longing for Carter Arnett to be?
Who wouldn't? I think there's a lot of Shocker fans who would love to know what Carter Arnett's
all right. That's going to be a regular segment. It kicks off in November.
We need to build up
and
to
it will
October.
Be, it will be a regular segment on the show.
Beautiful.
Weekly segment.
Well, let's start planning it.
Let's. Like, you know.
Let's.
You know who's going to plan it.
Go ahead.
It's everything else is planned by yours truly.
No, absolutely.
Seriously.
Then get Jimmy Bolden on the show tomorrow. That's your first.
Jimmy Bolden will be on this show tomorrow. I promise it.
Sweet.
I don't make promises I can't keep. Here's Tom quickly before break. Tom, you got to be fast.
Hey, I'm just ready for the World Series of Face-Off to kick off, and I'm first time in. I'm going to try and do my best.
Good luck, Tom. Thanks for checking in. All right, Jeff, we'll wrap it up. You're listening to The Drive. KFH Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.